gather round. It's Mecha Podcast 2000.
Hey there, hi there. Welcome to the show. This is Mecha Podcast 2K, the hottest pod in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm sitting here with Dana. This is Seth.
Boop, 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 boom.
Oh, yes. The energy's high today. Yeah. We're on it. Dana's coming off of a coaching victory.
Yeah, so I might be a little hoarse just like he was last episode.
Yeah, my voice is still kind of, it's getting better. I'm coming back.
Yeah, you know, you got to hype up. Shout out to my boy, Tony, the Great Hope, who winning his fight this Saturday in a unanimous decision.
Oh, he
three
whooped
rounds.
That ass.
Yeah, with a broken toe in the second round and came back and finished the third round with another, you know, win. So it was a good, solid win for Bangkok Boxing.
Let's
stand
go.
Up. Let's go. We in the building. You know, all we do is prediction winners. Shout out. Like I said, don't, no, not that one. You know, shout out Tony Hope, though. He deserved it. He's Wolfpack, young Wolfpack. Let's go.
Oh,
Oh, that was good.
Thank you. We'll be getting in some wolf shit later.
Mm-hmm.
Them Braves, though, what happened there? They just fell apart.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Now you can hit Limp Bizkit because that's what they deserve right there. No, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I know you Philly fans out there are loving. And I'm an Eagles fan, but I'm not a Philly fan. I'm a actual Braves fan. So,
random question. Do you have a hockey team?
No.
I'm trying to get into hockey. I'm trying to get into the Rangers this year.
No. But I am still hurting from the Braves loss. So Brian Snicker was pissed, just like he should be. We'll probably lose Swanson because he's too expensive to keep. And it just sucks that we lost. We didn't even catch a win in Philadelphia. We just caught one win. It was disappointing. We're supposed to do better than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, game you know? Two. That was it.
So it's just sad, you know. It's all right, though. We'll be back next year. Get it again.
So, yeah, I think it'll come back, but it is hard to repeat.
It just sucks because freaking.
At least, like, to me,
Freddie Freeman's
you gotta,
in the playoffs still. And
is he the Dodgers?
Yeah, they're still in it, aren't they?
No, I think the Padres.
Okay, that makes
them
me feel better.
Let
dude.
Me look.
All right, look that up because if that's like a
because I was
consolidation
watching that game
prize.
At a bar.
If they lost, that makes me feel better, and you know he's sitting at home just like the Braves are. So
no, it's a 5-game series, right?
Yeah.
The Padres 3-1.
Yeah, all right,
dude. They won in the rain. Or, like,
saw
it
that.
Rained in like the seventh inning. That's in California,
right?
Like that shit.
That never
great.
Rains in California.
No, there's a song. There's literally a song. It never rains in Southern California.
Seriously, that time I was in Venice, it didn't rain the whole time. It was pretty sunny.
It's kind of how it's been here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's chilly. It's chili con queso outside right now. I
mucho
love it.
Frio, la abuela.
That's right. Whatever that means.
It's
yes.
very cold outside.
I thought you said abuela.
No, like, la afuela.
Afuera.
Yeah, right. Abuela is abuelita.
Abuela. Abuelito.
Yeah.
I was thinking of a rap name, Young Geezer. What do you think of that?
That might be good. Is that for your like producer little thing when you do these
young
like
geezer on the track?
Yeah,
young geezer, get over here.
Is that you know,
young geezer, mush up your, I don't know what pears, peaches. No, my rap name is Weffy.
Mm-hmm.
Weffy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like cute.
Got it.
Weffy. Let's see if I can.
No,
I
was going to be no.
Weffy.
Take you seriously. With that, hopefully you're singing like little Yachty songs.
Ooh,
yeah, like that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got it. I got it. No,
yeah,
I got
just
it,
like
I got
that.
No,
yeah,
no, I got it. Wait. Hold on.
Yeah, you're gonna go for it because that's your boy. You old banging last week. You know,
my falsetto's kind of back. So no, it's Weffy got another one. No, that's horrible. Sorry, I'd said that. I'm gonna keep it though. Y'all are going to have to live with that. Going forth and forward, still not into the show yet. I wanted to talk. So I'm getting used to, I work out at this gym called The Forum in
so
Palm City
weird
Market.
Name for a gym too, The Forum. It's like, it should be a place for journalists to get together or something, you know, and blog about what's going on in the city. It's like The Forum?
Yeah.
I'm going to go do a quick set at The Forum real quick. I'll be back.
Bro, look, I figured out all you have to do. The lady told me, she was like, oh, if the app doesn't work, just screenshot your code on the app, and you can use it off of like your pictures. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, and then I could just send a screenshot to my friends and they could just work out for free. Like, what? Why would you tell me that I could screenshot the barcode? Mm-hmm. That's so stupid, but whatever. They don't even check. Laziest people. I don't give a fuck about the people mm-hmm. who work at the gym, but they do not care. They're like never paying attention, but I'm getting used to it. There's a lot of attractive people. There's a lot of hardos, mm-hmm. you know, like yoked out people. But then there's this thing that I definitely didn't experience at my geriatric gym, and it's people with tripods. Do you see that at your gym?
No.
Never?
Well, when they're trying to video themselves in a sparring match to see how they
but
look.
But that's a little different because that's like it's like tape.
Yeah, that's the only thing they use yeah. it for, though.
Or like if your friends are filming you. I mean, sparring is completely different. Mm-hmm. That's like, that's a sport. Yeah, you yeah. know, like you're training. That's mm-hmm. a sport. These people are I've seen three tripods, three different people. Mm-hmm. They bring a tripod. They put their phone out. And like I was in, the first guy who did it, I was like in the mirror shot. Mm-hmm. I just knew it. I could just see the way it was lined up. And I was like, God damn it. Like I'm in the back. Like this guy's yoked out. Not even really.
He's probably gonna circle you on his reel.
Yeah.
He's gonna circle you.
Look at this guy's face. As I lift 400 pounds. Did I consent, sir?
If I notice, like in my gym in an apartment, if I notice I'm in someone's, because we have a mirror there too. I'm like, let me get out of the way because I don't want to be that person. Because you, like you said, there's people that go to my apartment gym and we have a really sophisticated gym and they're like out there really lifting.
Y'all gym is amazing.
And they're like out here lifting, you know?
Yeah.
And me, I'm like Mighty Mouse, you know? Like, I'm not scared. I got a little girth and swole to me, you know? But
girth and swole? What are we talking about here?
Nothing. Let me tell you, it's really hard, and we don't go there. You know, but yeah, so I don't want to be in their mirrors. Like, it's like when I'm my swole compared to like a guy that's 6'2 swole, it just looks different,
right? But you're ripped,
yeah. But still, I don't want to be next to a guy that looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger either,
dude. You got to be in there and you got to be like this.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
You're right. Unapologetic.
All right. So is that how you felt when you were in the back of the guy's mirror? Unapologetic?
No, because you're ripped. I'm flubby. I'm like flubby, flabby. I'm skinny fat is the term.
But you're getting there, though.
I am getting there, but I'm not ready to be.
In the back of someone's reel, I get you.
No, when I get to where I want, you best believe I'm bringing mm-hmm. a tripod. Mm-hmm. I'm putting a GoPro on my forehead.
I don't think it's that bad because, you know, right now everybody's into that physical game and social media where they're like, they might have been just people influencers trying to make sure.
No, that's what I think he is. He's influencer. Now
it sucks because I like the people that are influencers. They have people actually doing shots for them. They'll actually you know, it sucks because the people have to have those tripods. That's more editing.
Yeah. Well, they're alone.
Yeah. So it sucks.
So like I get it, but it's just these plebeians doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I really just think, it's just sad. Like if you think that's how you get women or if that's how you get women, it's like such a sad thing. It's just sad because it's, you know, there's more to, like, what are you going to talk about? Your workout routine? It's like talking about money to a girl.
Usually,
or something.
Guys who are in physical fitness date girls who are in physical fitness too, I've noticed. So, yeah, they would have a lot to talk about. Meal prep, you know.
Oh, God.
You know, so, like, yeah.
That sounds humorless.
You know, shout out to Tanya, our girl Tanya. She's, like, big in the physical fitness, and she meal preps. So, you know, that's how people, you meet. And, like, I understand. When you're in that gym culture.
But Tanya lost like 80 pounds.
Oh, shout out, girl. Yeah. Damn, I call her AKA Janet Jackson. She's a business out of it.
She made a business out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
These people, I mean, I guess maybe they're trying, but I feel, whatever. I just think it's like my gym, I don't think this is the gym. I mean, the forum, to me, like go work out at a hardo gym and you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's like more for that kind of.
Right.
Lifestyle.
Like Muscle Beach and shit.
Yeah. You know something like a Gold's Gym type vibe, which I'm sure they have shit like that around here.
How many swipes do you give the gym compared to your old geriatric
one? Let me close the door. What? I give this gym a power 2.
Oh, wow. All
right, let's get into this motherfucking show. Yeah, I give it a power 2. I'm getting comfortable, and I like it because I feel like I'm getting used to working out. And like, let's say I moved to New York City. This is the kind of, you know, where you're all scrunched together and you got to like share equipment. because I like my space and stuff, but it's making me get out of my shell. Have I talked to anybody in there? No. And do I plan on it? Never. All right. Let's get into this bitch. Starting off, Disney Plus, who's been killing the streaming wars, apparently. They're ahead of everybody in their growth. Dropped an absolute banger, I would say. Werewolf by Night. Dana.
Shout out to my man Valentino, who put me onto it, you know.
Shout out to Valentino. You work with a Valentino?
Mm-hmm.
I work with a Valentino.
Mm-hmm. His name is Valentin, but I call him Valentino.
Both are great names.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking if I ever have a boy, I'm going to name Valentino.
Well,
if I have a girl,
name.
Valentina.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Yeah.
But this show is Marvel. I don't know why it's Marvel.
Yeah, that was weird. I was like,
right?
What does this have to do with Marvel?
Exactly. But it has my boy, what's his name? Gael Garcia Bernal.
Mm-hmm. And Laurel Donnelly.
Which is from Outlander.
Oh, Harriet Sampson? She was scary.
Yeah, she was in some other stuff.
I felt like she was in Dune. She was that the ugly lady in Dune, but I don't want to say that. She just looked like, I don't know. She just like she had the facial features.
She was in Licorice Pizza. And I know I've seen her in like 30 other things.
She was in Baby, Her Last Will, Licorice Speeches, as you mentioned, The 5 Hours of Buchanan's, Frasier. Oh, she was in Frasier.
Frasier?
From 93 to 2004.
What do you give Frasier?
I don't know. Oh, you, Frasier, I didn't watch that shit.
Oh.
Come on now. I was a Martin.
You know what I give Frasier?
Dang. I was the opposite. I was in all the black shows.
I'm half white, so Frasier?
Yeah. I didn't watch Friends. Shit.
Four swipes. Frasier's four. I didn't like Friends. Frasier, to me, nailed whiteness. They were making fun of...
He said nailed whiteness.
Well, it was like they were like making fun of white people.
Okay, I didn't... You know, you would know. Like, you watched the show, so I didn't know that's it.
Like, for some reason, he has like a sophisticated accent. It makes no sense. He was a podcaster as well, you know?
Okay.
He's a radio man, you know? Maybe that is why I do this. It's because of Frasier.
Mm-hmm.
You have a do-rag on, by the way.
I do, because it's cold outside.
Let's go.
And I got my hair done. My scalp's like very open right
Tinder.
Now.
Oh, you could feel the breeze
mm-hmm,
on it?
Mm-hmm.
That winter's coming.
You know, I'm feeling, boy, I feel like a top boy right now.
Top boy.
Your boy.
Top boy teens.
You know.
So, Werewolf by Night, it was directed, interestingly enough, by Michael Giacchino, who led just some notable things, which... The Incredibles, that makes sense. Ratatouille, you know, these are Disney properties. But he also did like Mission Impossible 3, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, Cloverfield. He did Rogue One, another Disney property, Jurassic World Dominion, and The Batman most recently. And this is kind of, he's apparently done a TV show, and then this is like his second thing he's ever done, which I don't, this is only an hour long, so I almost don't even know what to call this thing.
Yeah, it's a movie.
I want more, though, you know?
I love it because it gave me two things that I love.
Well, let's not spoil, though. Let's try not to spoil.
No, I'm going to spoil the shit out of this.
No!
It gave me, the very first thing when you think of a werewolf movie, it gave me the shadow in the background and the Alfred Hitchcock scene of the werewolf changing. You don't ever see a werewolf change.
You only get to see
bits and pieces.
I like the werewolf change.
But I love the visual. Gave me the effort. And she's curled up in the corner. And she's doing the typical screen. I was like, yo, that was one. That was one. Because your boy is a fucking purist when it comes to movie.
Yeah.
And especially scary movies. Alfred Hitchcock is that scene right there. And that was like, and two, it was the amazing looking werewolf. I mean,
he looked cool.
My favorite wolf. It was by Benicio del Toro, and it had that same scene where he's like, I will kill all of you, right? And then this one, it said, he said, I'm telling you now, kill me now.
Yeah.
Or I'm not going to spoil that part.
Yeah.
But yeah.
When he's smelling her, he's like trying to remember, like mm-hmm. so he can remember. That was
because that's another typical movie from werewolf thing that you have to take because – There's always like, a scene where there's always classical scene in Werewolf that he falls in love and he always tries to remember the scent, you know? It's almost like Hulk when he's furious.
It reminded me of Hulk a lot.
You know, he knows in every movie or old movie of Hulk, he always remembers the girl that, you know, calms him down or such thing, so.
It's a common, like, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type trope. But that's the thing, it just kind of nailed all that stuff. It was real concise. I like that you had all the different types of warriors, mm-hmm. you know, like, yeah, mm-hmm. like all, you know, the,
it was like
the Viking guy, the
hunter
trans
game.
Person,
it's
whatever.
Like hunter that. Games, but for,
yeah.
I mean, I love the storyline and everything about it. I mean, actually, I thought Harriet Sands, someone was like a good antagonist too. She like, everybody played their
she
role.
She was in just like put everything into it. She was yeah. intense.
She was.
I thought, I think his name was Jack in it, Gael Garcia Bernal. Mm-hmm. He was like real, like, you know, he's super like soft, sympathetic guy. Mm-hmm.
You
like,
totally
guy.
Could already could pick him out. Like what?
Oh yeah.
If you were like, all right.
What's well, called Werewolf by Night.
Right.
So it's
exactly.
Like, where's the werewolf at?
You yeah.
know? Like, mm-hmm. come on.
And there's a certain scene where he tries to do something. And you're like, you already knew, like, yeah. you know, all right. And then that person, like his friend in the movie, like he's amazing.
Friend.
Ted.
Ted. Is it Ted?
It's as if, yeah. just call him Ted.
Yeah. Is it Ted or Fred?
It's Ted.
Ted?
Yeah.
And he was like Cthulhu. He
yeah.
like the.
He seemed like a plant, like a tree or some yeah. sort, you know. He had like succulents all over him or something like that.
Sushi? At the end?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said that.
Man, it was fire.
It was.
I highly recommend this. How many swipes? I'm going to give it 3. I'm going to go with 3.
Yeah, I'll give
perfect.
It 3. I'm going to give it 3. Yes, I agree on that
I mean,
assessment.
If you want to, like, yeah. you get off work or something, or it's like...
And it's still... It's not even Halloween yet, so it's perfect.
Right.
Still.
Just 1 hour long. It's just pretty much pure entertainment, you know, mm-hmm. all the way through. The setup, the... It was very, like, goofy, too, like, because the guy... The father who is setting yeah. up, what was his name? Like
I can't even remember. Yeah,
Bloodstone.
Yeah,
or something
so
like that.
That was the thing that you hated. That,
yeah,
that
but
you
I think
want.
That was
yeah.
his last
okay.
name too. But he, you know, he's like in a coffin yeah. and he like tells like a joke and his like arm comes down. Like it was awesome. Very yeah. like, haunted housey. But another weird or cool thing is Gael Garcia Bernal and Diego Luna are both on prominent Disney Plus like shows, and like this thing is like on the front cover right now,
mm-hmm.
Andor and Werewolf by Night, and both of them starred in E2 Mama Tambien, which is a really, really good indie movie out of Mexico. It's just about like two young like teenagers you know, becoming adults, basically going on a road trip, and it's really good, and it's just cool to see like these dudes like fucking, I don't know, 30 years later, like doing their thing separately, getting that Disney money.
Right.
And I know Diego Luna's Mexican. I don't know about Gael Garcia Bernal, but I always have a soft spot in my heart for Mexicans. So.
Yeah, why not? I mean, shit stuff. So, I mean, but, it does got a good rating, 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's high.
And I do think that it's cool. You never see a composer, you know, switch to film,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's like, maybe Michael Giacchino is, you know, maybe he's going to be a great director. Maybe he's going to get his own, you know, maybe he'll do a Marvel movie or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I mean, it's got high ratings, 86 on Google, yeah. 7.3 on IMDb.
Gail is from Guadalajara, so he is Mexican. Let's go.
Yeah, it was good. Maybe they'll do a second one or something. That'd be sweet.
I know, or anything. Yeah. Give me a vampire one, you mm-hmm. know? Like, let's keep it going.
Right.
Like, let's keep the monster. Yeah, like, let's do a sequel with him.
Mm-hmm.
Go and help out his vampire friend or something. Yeah. I don't know. Fucking lit show.
He had, like, 200 kills. But then you're like, dang, he must be killing, like...
people. Yeah, well, they said, what was it? They used a different term mm-hmm. when they said him.
Yeah.
Because they had, like, it was, like, Slade or something.
Yeah,
and it was just, like, kills mm-hmm. or something. I was like, why
he
is
he had the
different?
Most. I'm like, why did he have so It's like, damn.
And he's so soft.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. All right.
Kind of remind me of Nightcrawler. Because he had the tattoos on his face.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Well, he had, like, the Day of the Dead mm-hmm. skeleton. That shit was fire. Next up, Hellraiser on Hulu. Was kind of it was quite the letdown for me. I'm not even gonna lie. Hellraiser 1 is to me top 5 of my, like, you know, in my horror mm-hmm. genre. I just, the Cenobites, the baddies, Pinhead and his friends, they play by certain rules, and that's mm-hmm. why I like Hellraiser. It was written by Clive Barker. I think he directed the first one, but it's not like your typical horror movie like Freddy Krueger, like he's just going to get you in his dreams. Mm-hmm. And if you're scared of him, it has power. They have like a set of rules. And if you like play by their rules, they won't fuck with you, you know? Yeah. But if you fuck with them and, like, you know, make their kind of deal with them, like, they're going to get you.
Yeah, it's a 1987 original British supernatural horror film, if y'all didn't know, directed by, like you said, Breaker. But it was produced by Christopher Figg and based on a Barker 1986 novel. And so, yeah, boxed office at 14.6 mil, budget at 1 mil.
Sheesh. And that's a lot. I guarantee now that that's like 80 million, mm-hmm. you know?
IMDb didn't like it too much. 6.1, 67% on Rotten, and 56.
Which one? The new one?
Yeah, the new one. Yeah.
It was off.
Yeah.
Let me sip my coffee before I go in. So Smile, which I had seen probably like 3 weeks before, mm-hmm. was like scary, you know, whatever. This had none of it was scary whatsoever. It had nothing like that. And Hellraiser's not really about that. It's more about torture and like fucked up shit.
Yeah, it's
and,
like gruesome.
Yeah, gruesome, like skin peeling yeah. off. In the original, she's like feeding her uncle is being fed bodies in the attic. And every time there's a kill, like his body like turns more human. He like eventually gets his body back and the Cenobites want him. And it's such a clever story. This one was like, it just weird. They added some lore to it. They did some new things with the boxes mm-hmm. and you could like make a deal with them, which was kind of cool, but it really wasn't it. And then they bring back this, because in Hellraiser, there's always like the Cenobites, like the monsters, and mm-hmm. there's always just like a human who's bad.
Yeah.
And that like, and there's always like kind of a triangle of like who's trying to kill who, and then there's an innocent person running away. So they brought in this guy, and he's like a billionaire, and he's a baddie in it. Mm-hmm. And he was just so lame, and he had like this thing in his stomach, and it was very Guillermo del Toro vibes. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like our biting Guillermo del Toro when. Guillermo del Toro, like, I guarantee Hellraiser's probably in his top five. Like, mm-hmm. that, because it's...
That's classic.
Exactly. And he loves the classics.
Just like so The Boogeyman. Like, what was it, the one they did remake last year?
With who? Guillermo?
No. I'm just saying that they did a remake similar. We watched... Candyman. I had to get it out. I'm sorry. Yeah, so Candyman is essentially same thing. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like they try to like develop this lore mm-hmm. and like the girl in it was like, okay, you don't really develop too much of feelings for her. She's a drug addict, which makes sense because mm-hmm. the Cenobites are all about like maximum pleasure. So she's, you know, a drug addict, mm-hmm. somebody probably seeking the same thing. I kind of see that. But then they don't really touch on that ever again. The young actors in it, I'm pretty sure one of them was in Jurassic World. Mm-hmm. But they're all just boring. they're like, you don't care. There's no character development. Mm-hmm. And the CGI gruesomeness just isn't the same as using practical effects. When you have like, when you've built weird bodies and you tear them apart, like on screen, that's why the 80s movies to me still hold up. Is it fucking looks real and it's gross, mm-hmm. but when it's CGI, it just doesn't hit the same. And like, there was a lot of CGI, like they would basically like put these hooks in people and burst them. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I see that on The Boys, like every episode, like that shit ain't scary.
Right.
You know, like it or not even scary. It's not even, it's nothing anymore. Like CGI violence, like just is not the same.
Yeah.
The new Pinhead is a female. I didn't really have a problem with that. But I will say she looked more like an alien than a demon.
Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of cool. I mean, they had some cool, I will say the baddies, the Cenobites, they had some weird fucking looks and, you know, they're all like, you know, their skin's all peeled back and there's hooks and all that.
It's a long movie though.
Yeah. As long as fuck.
It's 2 hours to be a bad movie.
Yes. And I watched it because I wanted it to be good. Mm-hmm. It's just like, that's why intellectual property, that's my thing. And I'll get to this with Lord of the Rings as well, or Rings of Power. And just like with Cowboy Bebop, because I fucking like Hellraiser, I will stick with it and finish it because I just care about the original Hellraiser so much.
Oh, you didn't finish it?
No, I did finish
it. Oh, okay. So you're
still, I'm saying I stuck around even though it wasn't good.
Got you.
Because I just wanted, you know, you just still like maybe.
Wanted the possibility of it actually being good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets, I mean, it really goes over the top and it gets like, I mean, mega CGI scene at the end. It kind of gets out of hand. I don't know. It's worth checking out because you can watch it at your house on Hulu. Is it? I don't know. The director too is David Bruckner. He did The Ritual, which I think is a great movie on Netflix, a good horror movie, way better than this one. And then he also did VHS, which is like an anthology. So I'm sure he only directed like one of the stories. And he did something recently called The Night House, which I need to check out. But this is not on par with his other stuff. I'm going to give it a power one swipe. Only because it's Halloween season. And, you know, if you want something to digest. But, yeah, like Werewolf by Night, highly entertaining. 1 hour. Spooky. It wasn't really too scary.
No, it's not scary.
But it still had the vibes.
Yeah.
Hellraiser. Like half-ass spooky. Just call it something else. But I guess no one would watch it if it was called something, or like if it was something else. But yeah, I don't know. Power One, watch it if you want on Hulu. There's better shit on Hulu. And Amazon Prime really brings the horror. So maybe just go watch a classic instead of this.
Yeah.
Shoo. I kind of got it back. All right, next up, we got the She-Hulk finale.
Gosh.
Or She-Hulk in general.
She-Hulk in general.
Okay, first off, Daredevil. Did you fuck with the Daredevil stuff?
No.
Did you get excited at all that we're going to have more Daredevil?
I'm excited to have more Daredevil, but it just downplayed the hardness of me for him, like his whole persona. Like,
right,
because I've seen I've watched all of them, so it's like,
well, the Netflix brand of Marvel was dark.
Yeah, darker. I love that part. That's what I loved about it.
The MCU, I saw this beautiful video meme thing on Reddit where the Avengers are sitting around the table, and it's when they're like seeing what they did in Sokovia, where they actually like killed somebody on accident. I think it's from Civil War. But instead of showing that, they're showing like She-Hulk twerking.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing like the really bad CGI from the new Doctor Strange. They're showing Thor with all the little kids giving them powers. And then, you know, you see like Iron Man in the back, Tony Stark like shaking his head like, what did we do?
I agree.
And it's like,
I totally agree.
Phase 4 is like really gotten real soft and goofy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't always used to be like that.
No.
You used to have teeth.
I don't know. Yeah.
Infinity War, that was to me the peak of Marvel, like of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because remember, like when Thor, he's like, I should have gone for the head or whatever with Thanos, and he's like heartbroken about it. Like, that was so good. Or how about I Am Iron Man? Snap.
Oh, sweet.
You know, like you feel that in your chest, your loins, your guts, all the good stuff. Now it's just like, we're in like goofy territory.
Yeah. We're in like PG, P. Like, just even take away the G. P. We're in the P.
Oh, is it G? No, is it P?
It's PG.
Rated
but it,
G.
Yeah, G or whatever it is. It doesn't even matter.
What does G stand for?
I don't know. I don't know what we're falling into. It's like ever since Tony Stark's died in Infinity War, everybody is lost. Even the writers are like, well, what are we going to do now? Because that's what I felt like She-Hulk.
It's kind of like Chance the Rapper, you know? And Chance the Rapper just had too much good stuff going on. He had nothing to talk about anymore, and everybody quit listening to him. It's like Tony Stark saved us, and now it's just like, well, everything's so good.
Yeah, that last episode, finale, was what we call, I consider, just doing the most.
It really was doing the most. I kind of
like the writers got lazy and was like, what can we do? Let's go outside the box.
I wonder if those were the real writers.
It was just so bad. It was like the worst ending I could ever imagine for the Marvel series, in my opinion.
I will say this was a comedy, though. It wasn't really a superhero show. It was like a comedy with superheroes in it.
I don't know what to call it anymore. I'm like totally lost. Like, I'm giving it a one swipe series.
One swipe?
Yeah.
So you're going to, wow.
Yeah. That ending was too much. Not only did they try to, she had to stop it because it was so bad. Like, I get that part. Yeah, why do you have all these things the coming team in? Up. Yeah, yeah, that was horrible. But then when they took it to the, they took it too far when they went to the menu screen, kicked that out, went to see Kev. I'm like, okay, oh, hold on, man. You guys are doing way too much.
Ultra meta. Yeah.
It was just too much. Her talking to Kevin and directing the scenes and giving you haikus to other movies that might come out and Holt's son at the end. Okay.
I was gonna get to that.
What are we doing here? It's like we said at the end of the Doctor Strange movie, we had the another little fucking teaser. We have Abomination at the end saying getting sneak out the cell. Yeah. It's just like you guys are doing too much.
Well, yeah, now we got Charlize Theron. We got the Hercules guy that you know from that Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
We got, what's his from Sakaar? I don't even know his name. So I didn't even know. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't know the Hulk had a son. I had to look it up. I did. It's from Planet Hulk.
From that, I remember that comic book. That whole like,
well, yeah, yeah, it was yeah. Huge. It was huge.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He had a son during all that.
I didn't know either. That's why I was like, what is this?
And well, then I got to think about the Hulk having sex now.
It was just too much. My brain doesn't want to go. It was just too much. They were throwing too much in. It's like you said, I was just fine with it being a comedy, you know, whatever. But then they tried to turn it into something else.
Yeah.
And then they tried to make up for turning it into something else to going backwards, I felt like. They were just trying to do a bunch of erasing.
But so I didn't think it was as bad as you thought it was, I think, that, well, the finale. But overall,
there was no villain.
But it's there was a comedy. No villain. It's a comedy. It wasn't
then traditional. Why have the juiced up Hulk, Intellija, all that like suspense to build up like there was going to be something and then just to go back and do all that.
Well, that was a point they're making fun of, like, oh, it's just super serum, you know, like, or even like think about it was Amazing Spider-Man 2 where it's like, or 1 where the lizard guy was like, I'm just going to make everybody into lizards. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's a common trope. It's like, or yeah, it was, what was it? Winter Soldier or Falcon and Winter Soldier, mm-hmm. You know, the super stuff and the Captain America guy gets on that. Like, I don't know. I'm glad that they kind of rewound it, but I don't think they should have gone in that direction in the first place. But I did kind of like the Kevin stuff. It was kind of funny, but it was bizarre. It definitely was bizarre.
And then saying, "Oh, change back to your CGI because it's too." It was just nah, man.
Yeah,
it was just too. It was just too. It's like you're already giving us like the off screen 101s with her in this series where she comes off and talks to the camera, but now you're going to say out loud, like, "All right, yeah, just go back. CGI is too much expensive."
But she does that. Man,
it's like I
she was doing that before Deadpool.
I don't care. It's just I wasn't into it. As now, a viewer, I stuck through all the episodes. I wasn't into it.
I will say this. Before that episode, and you're going to be like, what the fuck? Before that episode, I thought that was the second best Marvel show.
Nah, not me. It was probably my least favorite.
Number one's Loki.
Nah, I disagree with you there. Loki still is not up there. I think Loki's probably like...
Are you kidding
four?
Me? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your... Give me your list. Because, well, let me tell you
my Mando's one. Right off rip.
What?
Mandalorian's
one. No. Marvel.
Oh, Marvel.
Yeah, Mandalorian's goated.
Oh, well, because we were talking about series, and Loki's is a series.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Oh, so yeah, you're, okay. I mean, how are you going to go?
Marvel.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So Mando's Marvel. That's
no,
what.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
I mean, they make...
Well, they...
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, Marvel, okay. I'll say Falcon wants the Soldier series that came out.
Okay.
That's one.
That's number two for me.
Mm-hmm.
You got Moon Knight
2.
What else is there?
WandaVision was horrible. I didn't like that.
Oh, I'm not giving that.
I'll probably have to go after that, Loki 3. Then Hawkeye. Then.
Did you say Moon Knight?
I said Moon Knight second.
Second.
I got Mando, Moon Knight, Loki.
Not Mando, though. What do you have?
I said, oh, no, man.
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldiers, yeah. Falcon, Winter right. Soldiers. Then I have Moon Knight.
And then,
I have Loki.
So, okay.
Those are the top three for me.
Okay, so for me, I would do Loki. To me, it's far ahead of everybody
else. No, it's like a soap opera for Marvel. It's less action, more
Loki.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more acting, it's less action than any all of them. You can't put him in the categories of
God, Moon Knight, but that scene where he's with all know? The other Lokis.
No, that's fire. Oh. No, I'm not going to disagree
and
with
then
you.
And
then
the old Loki does his thing.
That's fire. That's fire.
God damn, that was fire. A great episode.
But the chemistry between the Falcon and Winter Solstice is like, come on. Like, you can't beat that. And it had action. And it had
Kurt Russell's son.
Right.
Who is going to be in, I forgot what, the Thunderbolts. Mm-hmm. They're like the Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. But he's going to be in that.
Come on, man. Like, Loki can't beat out Falcon and Winter Solstice. No, it can't.
I have Loki. Okay, Mike. Loki, Falcon, Winter Soldier. You're going to be like, what the fuck? She-Hulk.
She-Hulk does not beat out Moon Knight. Oh my gosh, that's so bad. Moon Knight is so far much better than all of them. Yeah, Ms. Marvel. Yeah, she could fall on the bottom of the list. I would, yeah, but not Moon Knight, though. Moon Knight is so superior.
Rewind. Could Werewolf by Night be in this bitch?
Damn, if it had more. Yo, it should, bro. If it had more series, like. As a one-off, it could be in there. It would. Yeah, it would be up there.
Like I'll probably watch that shit again tonight.
It's
like,
good. Yeah, it's good.
Just I could just throw it on. It's super fire.
Yeah.
All right. So, but She-Hulk, you're gonna be like, what the fuck, Seth?
Yeah, it goes one for
the
me.
The finale kind of fucked it.
It
up.
It fucked it up, man. You know it did.
It did. It did.
It brought it down.
But I did. I really like Tatiana Maslany.
It's like they took a part of She-Hulk. Reboot where they take the executive producers and throw that scene in there. It's like,
yeah. Well, no, but all right, I'm going to swipe it. I'm going to give it...
Oh, don't you power it either, because they don't deserve no powers. It's a power, too. It doesn't power deserve powers.
Yeah, man, I'm a bunger.
Oh, my gosh. She-Hulk. I hope they don't do a second season.
They 100% are.
I hope they don't.
Or maybe she'll get into the big movie.
Is Abomination going to have his own series? I mean, damn, they featured him enough. You know, is Hong going to have his series? I mean, damn, they featured him enough, too.
Who?
Wong.
Wong is...
You know, he's funny. I think he needs his own. Why doesn't he have his own?
Wong is like cemented.
Now, if you wanted to do a comical Marvel, wouldn't that be the guy to do it with?
Wong's good.
Right?
Man, the episode with the Sopranos thing, like,
was great.
That was some good shit,
That was great. And then he said, when in the end he opens up, he's like, hey, you ready? And he's like, yeah, do they have any, what did he ask for at the end?
Wi-Fi? Tim Roth?
Yeah, or something like stupid. I love Tim Roth as a fucking Abomination. He's so...
Well, Tim Roth is a fucking legend.
Because, you know, in the Abomination from Edward Norton, he's a dick. He's like aggressive. Yeah. But then this, he's like funny personality.
He's like a guru now.
Yeah, yeah.
And that episode was great when they're with
the porcupine. Everything up to there was great. It was fine. Up to the part, even when he was giving the speech in the intelligent, like that part, up to the everything was right there was good. And then when Titania kicks in the door, Bruce jumps down. I'm like, whoa, all right, yeah, they're doing way too much. And so when she stopped it there, I was like, perfect. Now, if she was going to like rewrite it like a Deadpool scene or something like that and go backwards and do something crazy, I would have even been fine with that. But the fact that she backed out, went to the menu screen, popped out of that. Hopped into the. I'm like, whoa. Stop. Stop. Because this is supposed to be a comical. Yeah. Like, y'all are going way beyond the whole script now. Y'all are just taking it, like, behind the scenes.
I was kind of with that part.
Like,
though.
Beating up security guards and to get. Like, no. Come on, man. Like, y'all had all these Marvel series popping, right? Like, you did Falcon and Winter Solstice, and you compare that to She-Hulk? The ending, you got Moon Knight, and you're gonna put that next to She-Hulk, the ending? Come on, you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't possibly compare the two.
But I did it.
Yeah, I know you did. Oh my god, I try to talk sense into him, Potter. You're not listening. He's going to come back and be like, oh, Moon Knight was such a great, oh my God, it was so epic. I'll even give you Loki over She-Hulk, but I'm not giving you Moon Knight, Falcon, Winter Soldier over.
Loki's number one, just no doubt.
Loki's in the same pot as fucking WandaVision.
WandaVision.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Because you like, it's just not, they're not that good. It was mostly just story.
No, no,
it
was mostly just story. I don't care what
Loki's better than Wanda. I give you that. I give you that. That's, I give you that.
Well, that's facts.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, whatever. You know what? Moving on to something even worse than all of this. Rings of Power.
I didn't watch, so you got to go in on yourself. But I think I have like a few more episodes left. It's so long, man.
I've fallen asleep. I'm trying. I have to. Same with Game of Thrones. I always fall asleep and then finish it the next day.
It's another one where I'm just like, oh my gosh.
I don't know what it is about these fantasy shows.
I know. They're just like putting me to sleep. It's like,
I'm yawning right now.
I'm like, and then the fact that House of Dragons is so dark, you know, it's like, it makes you just fall asleep.
I will say, you know? Okay, up until, I don't know if you watched the newest episode of House of Dragons.
I haven't.
I actually really like House of Dragons, but the end of, I think it's episode 9 is, oh my God, the CGI is atrocious. It's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. But we're going to wrap that up, I think, next week, because I think the finale is this Sunday. But with that being said, the Rings of Power, man, oh man. And I was talking about IP, intellectual property, earlier in the show, and how it makes me stick around. And that is the only reason why I've stuck around with this show. Mm-hmm. Galadriel, whoever plays that, she's terrible. And she looks great. She's very attractive and like looks the most elfish out of all the elves.
Elfish.
Yeah. Elrond, whatever his name is, played by Mr. Smith, and or originally played by Agent Smith.
Yeah, Agent Smith.
This kid sucks. He probably has one of my favorite storylines with the dwarves, but in getting the mithril and stuff in the show, just not great. He's hard to look at. His face is hard to look at. Let's see. They have these Harfoots, and they're working with this mysterious man who fell from the sky. I fucking hate every time they're on the screen. Mm-hmm. And in the finale, they we arrive at these big conclusions, and they're so rushed, and they're terrible. And there's like this really bad red herring that's so obvious, because there's like this red herring they do where they basically tell you, I don't give a fuck, dude. This show sucks. So I'm gonna keep it 100.
I don't care. You know, I still go watch this show. When people tell me like, can I be serious? People are like, yo, can I tell you the ending? Because they know I'm gonna do a podcast about show. I'm like, bro, I don't care. I'm gonna go watch this shit anyway. Like, I'm still.
I don't like spoilers.
I'm not that guy. Like, you can tell me. And I'm like, you know, I'm not gonna ruin my night. I'm like, I'm gonna watch it anyway.
So no, but this is my thing. Is like, they Sauron. So Galadriel's whole mission is to stop Sauron from coming back. And, you know, and I learned, oh man, I've been deep diving about my boy Morgoth, who's a fucking sick character. They should have made a whole fucking show about Morgoth, because that shit's lit as fuck. But anyway, Sauron is like one of Morgoth's minions, and Morgoth is basically like the devil, or like just like, yeah, like pure evil. He's like a evil god who they fought before the elves took over and Sauron came about. It was Morgoth who ran shit. And then Sauron came, and he is kind of like the second coming of Morgoth. Anyway, when I think of Sauron, if you ever watch the movies and stuff, he's like a demon or a ghost, or like, he's not human, and he's not like, he's not of this world. And this show attempts to make Sauron of this world.
Oh, really?
And it falls so flat for me. I'm like, get the fuck out of here with that. Sauron, because if you watch Lord of the Rings, by the end of it, he's just an eye.
Yeah, he's just a fucking burning flame.
Yeah, he's just a fucking eye in a tower.
Yeah.
And then in the beginning, when he gets cut off, he's like an empty helmet. Yeah, that's you it. Know? And he's like 8 feet tall, and he looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, he does. He looks scary as hell.
Right, so this show tries to, like, in the finale, show you, like, what Sauron was.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and we're like, I'm just like, no, 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 don't do that.
Why?
Like, because to me, Sauron should just be, like, literal, like a spirit that goes into armor. You know what I'm saying? Like, he should not be.
He's like, you want to know Darth Vader before he was Vader, right? Almost.
I mean.
Because he wasn't always Vader, you know?
Yes, but Vader is still that's the beauty of Vader, is you could bring him back to being Anakin, right? Mm-hmm. You can be like, yes, you remember me, I'm your son, Luke, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Sauron ain't about that life. Sauron, well, he's about the dark life only. Okay. There's no good in him.
Okay.
He's like pure evil, and he wants to rule everything and enslave everything. So the show, that to me was, I'm like, oh my God, like y'all did not do that. And they did. And it's going to be bad. They're filming second season. Oh, they right are? Now. Yeah. And I'm going to watch it because, like I said earlier about the intellectual property, Lord of the Rings, like once a year, I watch the whole fucking trilogy, the extended cuts.
You do? You watch that shit?
Yeah. What do you mean?
It's funny. You said I watch all that shit.
Yeah, it's on HBO. Well, it's probably on Prime now, but it's the best. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, I don't really like Return of the King that much, but Two Towers? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, Two Towers, fire.
Helm's Deep.
Fight for Middle Earth.
And then, whatchamacallit, The Fellowship of the Rings. Like, mm-hmm. My least favorite character is Frodo.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
I can't take it. Yeah. But anyway, the show is so bad. The writing is so childish. It's almost like, I mean, it's just like how Tolkien would never write that, you know, and I'm not saying I'm a good writer, but I know Tolkien wouldn't write that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like basically fan fiction. I've been listening to YouTube videos about the Silmarillion, what it's like, the era it's kind of based on, but mm-hmm. they didn't acquire the rights to it. So they're just making up stuff. And in the Silmarillion, you don't hear, there's no Sauron was a fucking human or anything. Mm-hmm. There's none of that. Like, that is bullshit. And Galadriel, she was not a warrior thing. Mm-hmm. She was always just like a kind of like a powerful, influential elf.
So she wasn't ever, she wasn't like a warrior at all.
No. At least as far as what I've like mm-hmm. listened to and stuff, not at all. She's not even really that mentioned. And I think that's why they went with her. And just are like filling in gaps
okay.
that were never, you know, Tolkien gotcha. Never did it. I think Tolkien would be so fucking disappointed in this show. I really do. I mean, he would just be like, what the fuck? And he'd also be like, what's streaming? Because he also died in like the Friday the 50s. So whatever. I'm going to give it a one swipe.
Okay.
It's not a next.
Same thing as She-Hulk. That's cool. We agree on that.
Yeah. Well, I just, it's so bad. But I do, there is one storyline with, the Harfoot girl. That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Second season. It almost seems like how they did a New Hope 2.0 with, whatever it was called with, the first installment of Star Wars with Rey,
mm-hmm.
where I think this next season is going to, mimic Fellowship of the Rings, where you're going to have the Harfoot girl and she's going to have to go into like evil territory. You're gonna have the little girl, she's gonna be like Frodo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are trying to predict that she's like Frodo's like great grandma or some shit. I don't fucking
know. Oh, they're trying to like tie things in.
People are predicting that, and the show is so bad that mm-hmm. it's probably gonna happen. Honestly,
they're like, yeah, let's do it. Everybody's saying,
yeah, but yeah, this show sucks. Yeah, I just, that's all I'm gonna really say about that. The CGI is pretty cool though.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you see Mordor come about, and it okay. is just like goofy. Yeah. Like basically a key opens Mordor. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's it on that one. Ooh, what the- Woo! I think that's it for the week.
Yeah. 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 Did you watch Jexy, right? Didn't you say what Dana watches, Seth watches? Did you tweet go over
Did
that?
We talk about Jexy?
I don't think so.
I blanked out. We went straight into Werewolf by... No, we talked about Jexy, didn't we?
I can't remember.
Dude, what is wrong with us?
I don't know. We went right in. Now?
Let me go back and look real quick.
I don't think we did.
We didn't?
Because I think we went into talking about something else.
Werewolf by Night immediately?
I don't know. What did we talk about?
All right, we're back.
We're back. We went back in time, and then now we're back.
Now
again.
We know. Yeah. Jexy. Hold on, I gotta hit the button.
Yeah, hit it. You do it. Yeah. And then the other one. Oh, that came in pretty good.
Seth watches what Dana watches.
There we go. Let go.
Jexy. which I'm very confused about on this. I kind of looked it up. Not really, but it came out in 2019.
Yeah. We both said it deserved to be in a... Well, it did hit box theaters and shit, but, you know, it deserved... it was right before the pandemic hit.
No, I didn't say it deserved because I don't think... Oh, you didn't? Well, it's okay. Just... I don't... Comedies just don't go to theaters.
They don't, but I think this one should have.
Yeah.
It was just a well-rounded cast.
Now, can I say something that was the most distracting part about it?
What?
The music.
Oh, yeah.
Did you feel like the music got really... It was really loud?
I didn't mind the music. It just...
And it was, like, super pop.
True. It reminded me of, like, the soundtrack to 500 Days of Summer. It was, like, very, like...
That soundtrack I thought was, like, better.
It was... No, it was definitely better, but it just... It was perfect for the movie. Yeah. It was just perfect for the movie. That's what I think. But on a side note, who's your favorite workaholics out of all the three?
Him, Adam Devine.
I have to say that now because at first it was going to be the tall guy. I can't remember his name. He was in the Mindy episode for me, and I thought he was really funny.
I like the mustache guy too.
Okay, yeah, he's pretty funny too. But yeah, this guy, Adam Devine, yeah.
No, I think he's like the star of them. Mm-hmm. You know, and I thought he carried the movie very well, and I do like that he went for every joke. Like, even it didn't matter how self-deprecating it was. But he also, if you watch Righteous Gemstones, goes way harder and does way crazy. Uh-huh. Yeah, he just doesn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I love watching that. And he's kind of, like, sturdy, you mm-hmm. know, the way he's built.
Yeah, he's
so
not
he
like...
can do, like, some physical comedy, mm-hmm, too, mm-hmm. you know?
Like, the kickball scene was hilarious, yeah. Bro. Like, he didn't know how to play at first. He was getting nailed and shit.
Ron Funches was in it.
Yeah, shout out. We did a review with him and
Loot.
Loot.
Give me the loot.
Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
But I thought it was cute. I mean, it's not my favorite show.
It's a sci-fi romance, bro.
I love that you call it a sci-fi romance.
Because it is sci-fi. The phone goes crazy.
Yeah, it kind of takes her and flips it on its head.
That's basically. When you were asking me about it. Was it like her? I was like, ugh.
Well, because in her, the idea in her is that like it does improve his
mm-hmm,
life,
mm-hmm.
but then he gets so in love with it that he kind of starts to lose his life mm-hmm. because he's in love with a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of the opposite, where it's like the phone gets him to start living life. Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. which is cool
because he's. Inside, most people are inside, bro. It's real shit, though.
But it was like such a goofy concept. It's like no one else has Jaxie, you know? Like, why does he is the only one who has it?
Well, of course, it's one of those things you don't have to. Why think outside the box on this one? It's just take it for what it is. Like, it's just he's the one that has it, right? Yeah. I mean, okay. If you get past that, then be like, all right, cool. And take it, like, maybe because it chose him because he was so lame, which he was. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It started off with him just opening up his new phone and, like, you know, how many people are running to get the new iPhones? Let's just be real. And yeah. then that's what's similar to what he was like, you know, yeah. Let me get the new, you know, oh, new phone. Come up. Yeah. You know, so it was just.
No, I get it. I'm completely addicted to my phone. So mm-hmm. I can relate. But it was just, I don't know. It was so, like. It was too cutesy for me, like when they're chilling in the bar and then they see like the glow bikes pass by and they're mm-hmm. like, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I agree there. Yeah, that was definitely cheesy. I agree. I'm not going to fight that. But
it was a lot of that. I feel like it could have been tuned up. I thought Wanda Sykes, all but that, those one line that I didn't like at the end where she's like, I'm going to take my lunch break. But other than that, like, she was hilarious. Yeah. She's like, you're like a crackhead. Yeah, she was good. Michael Pena was doing his Michael Pena thing. It had the Asian girl from Paper Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
It
had a good supporting cast, too, you must admit.
Yeah, but like...
Funches and all them, you know what I mean?
It was weird. Just... It felt off. Like, something was off. Like, but yeah, it was perfect for a Netflix show. If you want to just kind of throw something on, I was like doing laundry, watching it. And I mean, I enjoyed it. It just, to me, the music killed it. And then I was telling you pre-production about stunt casting, which is that's when you like bring in somebody random, kind of like when they brought in Mike Tyson for The Hangover. It's like you bring in a celebrity that almost has nothing to do with the plot, and you're like, you know... It gets big laughs. Mm-hmm. Bullet Train did that with like five big actors.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of has like nothing. It's kind of distracting a little bit. But it you know, just kind of like on their like second date, it's like Kid Cudi. And I don't know what it is with Kid Cudi, but like, who likes Kid Cudi that much? Like, who do you know people? I know one person who's like that into Kid Cudi. But it's like, why does he still have so much clout?
And he's just, I guess, because he's such a cool dude. I think that's it.
He's just like a cool guy.
Yeah. Like he like is on stage with like rock bands and stuff that most people, you know, are probably like, yeah, Imagine Dragons on stage doing shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just Kid Cudi, right? I mean, who knows?
It's like, oh my God, Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
Like, he's still cool, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Go watch his TED Talk and let me know if you still think he's cool. It's the most cringy.
That's like asking someone that's not politically smart to give a debate, right? You're not going to take it for granted.
Well, no,
right?
He's not giving it. Okay. He's giving
TED Talks. Talks are mostly information and informative talks. I mean, they're highly educational.
He's talking about his career. Mm-hmm. Like, he's telling his, like, basically his life story. Mm-hmm. And then he also goes into like mental health and stuff like that.
TED Talks were like, used to be like tech talk. Like,
yeah, you know, but I think at a certain point they like
transition.
They do that stunt casting. Mm-hmm. They got to bring in the celebs. Mm-hmm. But Kid Cudi, I don't know what it is, but I mean, he's also doing that Intergalactic show on Netflix. It's like, I don't even know. I can't even bring myself to click it.
Animated I'm not going to watch it. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Maybe later,
but just not now.
And it's funny because he called Kanye a dinosaur not that long ago. And I'm like, you're not that far behind.
If you think about it, he's more, like I said, you said he's more relative. More people are like, yo, I like Kid Cudi versus everybody's
well,
like.
Well, that's a safe answer. You know?
Well,
he hasn't done anything. Yeah. Like, if anything, he's more, always plays the victim, you know?
Mm.
And then they did this thing in the movie where they're like really into Days of Thunder.
I love quirky shit like that, you know, because it's one of those things are appreciating like Days of Thunder or like Top Gun, you know, just like you're going and showing appreciation for movies that were, you know, nostalgic back in the days. Like people still want to go back to the 90s and 2000s and pull things from back there, you know, it's okay, you know, and that's a good ass movie. What the fuck?
No, I went
Robert Duvall. I mean, come on, in his prime.
This is Nicole Kidman.
Yes. Yeah. With the curly hair. Yeah.
I watched it after I saw Top Gun, the new one. I was like on my Tom Cruise kick.
Mm-hmm. Remember like in the cars racing in the rental cars and down the street and they're all beat up and they're racing in wheelchairs in the hospital.
Oh yeah. It was great. Oh my God.
It's great. Jesus Christ. Know?
But yeah, I'm going to give it a power one.
All right? That's fine. Power one's good. It's like a 3 or 2 in a regular
This is swipe. Just throw this one on. I mean, I am happy for Adam Devine because I do like to see him win.
Me too. Because he's funny.
I think he's great.
Yeah.
Righteous Gemstones is one of my favorite shows. So I'm glad he's still doing his thing. And it's cool too because his movie came out in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the same weekend as Gemini Man. And it only did like $3 million. I mean, we didn't even hear about
Box off at 9.3.
And it was a $14 million budget, so it's kind of like it's. I'm sure Netflix paid probably a pretty penny for it because it went top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they pushed that shit ahead.
Yeah, the same guys that directed this, which was John Lucas and Scott Moore, also did The Hangover, Change Up, 21 and Over, Bad Moms. So they're kind of doing that comedy type of. Yeah, Hangover 3, Hangover 2.
So I referenced The Hangover for stunt casting. Mm-hmm. Did the same shit.
Yep.
You bring somebody in mid at the end of a second act.
For Christmas. That was hilarious. Gosh.
I never saw that one.
What? Reese Witherspoon and my guy, what's his name?
Seth Rogen?
Or
no, For Christmas?
For Christmas is with...
I don't know that one.
You never seen that? It's Reese Witherspoon.
Ryan Reynolds?
No. Vince Vaughn. Gosh, it's when they all have the different families and they have to go by. Christmas? Watch it, bro. It's
good. I hate Christmas movies.
I love Christmas
movies. It's like movies. I love horror. And then I watch Black Christmas. Mm-hmm. I can't. It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah. He did Office Christmas too. No wonder this guy. Yo, yeah. I like all
Scrooge.
Right. He did Block Z. Damn. He did Haunted Forest. I remember that. Bad Dads, not so much.
Yo, shout out to what's his name? Bill Murray is getting roasted in the news right now.
Is he?
Yeah, he had to pay up a settlement for this girl. He apparently like straddled a
girl
on, yeah, like a PA or something on
no
set.
No way.
And like kissed her.
What?
And he's like 72 and this girl's like in her 20s. And then now everybody's coming out and telling all these stories about him being like a nightmare to work with. Yeah, he's getting dragged right now.
What?
Yes, sir.
Damn.
It's like, who knew the entertainment industry was super duper slimy in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and now it's finally coming out. And it is a slimy ass industry, so.
Damn, Bill. He like straddled her?
Yeah, that's what it's. Yeah, that's what it's. And you have to pay out a settlement. And Keke Palmer, when asked about it on the no red carpet,
because
apparently Aziz is in the movie as well, they asked her about it, and she's like, you know, all I can say is Aziz is an amazing person to work with, and I love him. And that's all I'm going to say on that. That's how she answered the Bill Murray question.
Wow.
Which to me speaks volumes.
Because
I love Keke Palmer.
72 years old, bro. Yeah, they're talking about Aziz Ansari in the movie Inappropriate Behavior. Disney caught abruptly shut down the production.
Yeah. Like it might not even come out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, Bill.
Who knew? Slimy old white guy.
Damn, I got to get rid of my Bill Murray tee with the Wu-Tang symbol on it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wear that anymore. Yeah. I don't think that'd be appropriate now.
Well, yeah, he kind of had like this resurgence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, like, oh, he's the bad. Remember Chive?
Mm-hmm.
They really pushed the Bill Murray agenda, but apparently he's an asshole.
Damn, bro.
I know. Right?
I'm not going to get rid of my shirt, but damn.
Yeah, that would be wasteful. That would be wasteful.
It's like one of my favorite black sheet tees.
It'd be like that, bro.
Damn.
All right, we're going to go out on this song.
He said, I did something I thought was funny, and it wasn't taken that way.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah, which is a non-apology. That's like Davante Adams when he pushed over that poor guy with the C-stand. I like how they're like, it's the cameraman. It's like, no, that was the fucking the grip or something. He's running around. He ain't. You see a camera? He didn't have a camera. He had a C-stand.
Bruh, he totally walked in front of him on purpose, though.
He didn't walk on purpose. No.
Not on purpose, but it was like,
his fault.
It was like, you don't see no one in front. And then this dude just literally walks right in front of him. Like, there's no one in the vicinity.
But that's let me tell you, though, that's how it is working on a set. You're trying to please your boss
because
that's all that matters is the person right above you, you know? And I know this young dude was trying to just fucking not get fired and get the C-stand over. So they're probably for a light, they're going to do an interview. And he's just got blinders on, you know, and he's just rushing. And
I could totally see that too.
And he completely ran in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
And the C stands are heavy.
I be suing too? I've been like, yo.
And then Davante Adams just fucking is a very strong motherfucker.
My neck hurt.
And if a guy, right.
Hell yeah.
And if
I'll be doing the same thing this dude's doing.
If you T-bone a guy, I mean.
I'll be doing the same thing this dude doing. I probably even had more. I would probably have laid there. Shit.
I don't even think he really pushed him.
I'd have been like, ah.
Yeah, my neck and my back.
Yeah, I would have laid right out. Doctor said I need a bacchiotomy.
Yeah,
they would have looked at me. They'd like, damn, that dude's still on the ground. It must have been a hard push. Because
if you're not hurt, you're getting fired.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean,
you're getting fired.
Yeah, he gonna pay me.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, shout out to that.
Played yourself, Davante.
Yeah,
that's what he did. He literally DJ Khaled himself. You played yourself.
The Raiders, man.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna go out on this song by Naoko Gushima. It's called Candy. I've been listening to this playlist on Spotify, and it's what is it called? It's like Japanese. It's from the 80s. It's called Japanese City Pop. It's like they're making like funky ass music, and they'll just throw in a couple English words every once in a while. The playlist is called Japanese 80s City Pop Songs. There's another beautiful week. Feels good to pod again. Get back in the groove.
You're back on the road.
Next week we're gonna be coming with that House of Dragons finale. I'll let y'all update on that. I'm trying to think what the patience probably coming to an end.
Yeah. Andor's probably got a few more episodes, I think.
Yeah, I
got
to catch up on that one. They're long.
Yeah.
But now that the Rings of Power is over.
There's a few movies I want to check out on Netflix I got on my list right now, too.
I might try to watch The Night House.
I've been watching The Human Playground. I can't wait to finish that up. It's on Netflix.
What's that about?
It's about just human playing different games of pain. Like, there's one episode, this lady runs a... Well, they do a bunch of different games, and it's just how the humans always find unique games. Like, I don't want to go into it because I want to, once I finish it, but it's a really good documentary / episodes on Netflix called Human Playground. It's really
okay,
good.
Okay, let's go. Also, go vote, y'all. Early voting should probably start wherever you're at in America. I don't know about you in Germany, Heidelberg, wherever you're at. But, you know, if you can vote in Germany. Oh, you could probably send an absentee if you're in Germany, wherever you are. But go vote. Exercise that right. Don't let, if you're in Georgia, by God, I mean, of course I'm voting Stacey Abrams, but, absolutely vote Warnock. We cannot have that fucking moron.
Herschel Walker.
He's a fucking joker. This dude's like abusive to his family. He paid off for abortions, yet he's anti-abortion. He's literally a fucking idiot.
He is.
Don't vote for celebrities and athletes. I feel like Steve Nash, though. I could vote for Steve
Nash.
I'd vote
for The Rock.
No. Black Adam.
I'm not voting for Black Adam. I'm voting for the Dwayne Johnson.
I can't, dog.
I just can see him being a president, bro. I'm sorry. Like, if Arnold can do it, The Rock can do it.
All right. We're running out of this song. I will say, until he comes out about his HGH use, then maybe I'd vote for him. But you know that boy juicing.
Yo, I'm not going to say that, but maybe.
Oh, baby. All right. I'll catch y'all next week.
Well, I'm not going to say that.